Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Bag Room. I'm Ryan Ballinger. It's great to have you here with us. Nick Parker is our guest. He's a founder of Nicholas James, and we're talking on the apparel side today. And Nick, we kind of come at this apparel thing from slightly different points of view, maybe quite literally, but slightly different points of view. I'm a 6'2 guy who wears XXL, and you are making apparel for guys who are 5'9 and under. It's kind of the same problem, different, slightly different boat, slightly different shape boat. But how did you kind of come to, hey, I need to come up with a solution for guys that are 5'9 and under in this apparel category?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's funny. I'm a 5'6" avid golfer, grew up working in pro shops. After college, was an assistant golf pro at a club in Connecticut. Got really into the apparel side of things when I was doing that as kind of an entry-level assistant. Ultimately went to work for Bobby Jones. This is 20 years ago, kind of back when Bobby Jones was like the premier apparel for golf and lifestyle. Did that for a while, and then nothing ever fit right. You know, polos went down to kind of the middle of my thigh. I could never even dream of wearing them untucked. The rise on the pants was way too long, and then you got them shortened, and they were kind of like bell bottoms at the bottom. So, you know, it's something that I kind of struggled with my whole life. And here I am now, 20 years later, finally getting around to solving it. But it's funny because you do some research, you go on all the great websites of brands that we know and love that are sold in the best pro shops. And they all say, hey, you know, this guy is 6'2", he's 185 pounds, and he's wearing a size medium. And it's like, oh boy, I'm in trouble because I'm 5'6". I need a medium because I've got broad, broad chest and stuff. But that doesn't fit anywhere else. So it was really an opportunity to say, look, there's 47% of guys out there in the U.S. that are under 5'9". Regular stuff's made for guys that are 6'2". Let's solve this problem because it's a problem that's worth solving, and there's enough guys out there that can support it. So that's what we did. We created a custom spec basically for guys that are under 5'9".
Was there kind of a straw that broke the camel's back for you? You were like, all right, I've had it. I'm going to actually do this. Or how did you kind of come to the decision? All right, we're going to actually do the business. Was it a slow burn or just kind of a eureka moment?
Well, like I said, it was literally 20 years after really I helped launch a Big and Tall collection for Bobby Jones. And that was the first time I started thinking, okay, so we can do this for one end of the spectrum. Why can't we do it for the other? But then, you know, life gets in the way, and I actually got out of the golf business. I went and worked in the research and advisory world for a number of years. And it was really more just the right time in terms of my family and everything else to say, hey, look, always wanted to do this, always been a passion of mine. The planets are finally aligned for me to give this a go. Let's give it a go.
Were you kind of researching this kind of all along the way as a passion project, or what was kind of your jump in moment of, all right, what do I need to learn? What do I know? What do I don't know? What do I need to know to make this happen?
Yeah, it's funny. A couple things happened along the way, you know, with things like software as a service and platforms like Shopify. You know, none of that stuff existed 20 years ago. So it would have been really hard to do something that's so niche without platforms like that. So it was really the market factors changing in a way that you can now get to people in a particular niche with digital marketing much more effectively than you could back when your only route to market was really through brick and mortar. So I think that had a lot to do with it. And, you know, I was really fortunate. I actually reconnected with one of the designers that I worked with at Bobby Jones. She designed a beautiful collection for me. We sourced it from really the best mills and factories out there. So we're working with the same guys that the regular size brands are, but we're just doing it in a proportionate fit. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I continue to learn as I go. But I feel like I had a decent background given my time at Bobby Jones, and then kind of plugging in experts as I needed to, whether that's around marketing support or design or otherwise.
Yeah, I talked at the outset about being someone with a broader chest or broader shoulders. You know, I'm one of those kind of category guys. So that kind of leads me to tend to size up as well. Proportional issues, questions. I mean, are those things a little bit more magnified in someone that's 5'9" and under? And what's kind of the distribution of people that might have things that kind of need to be, have a little bit more of a tailored look or kind of built to fit their size, even though they might be 5'9" and shorter?
Yeah. So what we did, we went with a traditional sizing scheme from extra small up to extra large, because I just felt like that was something that the consumer's familiar with.
Okay.
But we started with a 5'7" fit model instead of that 6'2" guy. And so we've already taken a lot of the north south, if you will, out of the garment. Yeah. And it will fit guys from 125 pounds to 225 pounds. And let's say you're a guy that's 200 pounds and you're used to wearing a large from, you know, one of the major golf brands, you're going to struggle a lot with the proportions on that garment, because again, they're making it for someone that's so much taller. The sleeves are going to go way down to your elbow. The shirt length is going to be way too long. So by removing a lot of the vertical challenges, you can get a much better fit, even if you're, you know, say on the heavier side.
Kind of maybe related to that, have there been guys who are taller than 5'9", but maybe they're shorter in the torso or have shorter arms that have maybe gravitated toward your products because maybe that shirt does lay better on their bicep as opposed to all the way down beneath their elbow?
Yeah, we've seen a little bit of that anecdotally. You got to put a stake in the ground, right? So if you're 5'9½", is this going to be a terrible fit? You know, the answer is no, but like we needed to say, this is what we stand for. And we're really focusing on guys that are 5'9" and under. But yeah, if you've got long legs and a short torso and you find that the stuff that's out there is just a little bit, the proportions are a little off, then give it a try. We've got something called Try Before You Buy. You can literally have 5 items shipped to your house, and you know, we don't charge your credit card until you tell us what you love. And that's been a really great entry point for people that are maybe unsure of their size or just unsure of trying a new brand.
What's kind of, I mean, that kind of like Stitch Fix idea seems like a really good one. What's been the kind of percentage uptake on people who will wind up keeping something going that method?
It's really, really good, actually. I mean, we find most commonly what will happen is someone will order 2 sizes, which, you know, that makes sense, right? They're unsure of their size, they get 2 sizes. In most cases, they keep the one that fits best. And then we're finding that they're coming back to us again. Now that they have confidence in the product, they have confidence in the fit, they're coming back to us and they're just buying it directly. They're not using that try now offer on the second go because they have more confidence.
This being a niche market, and you talked about it earlier, you know, trying to appeal to a niche market with the modern platforms that we have now for creating stores and for digital marketing and all of that. That's great. Did that also, being a niche market, kind of lead you to gravitate toward the luxury side of things? Because the margins are probably a little bit better and there's probably a little bit more opportunity to capture folks who are looking for something nice that doesn't quite fit them as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of that just is personal preference and kind of my background. So like, yeah. I said, I grew up kind of working in the private club environment. And then I went to go to work for kind of a premium sportswear brand. So that's just kind of been my DNA. You know, the overall aesthetic is pretty classic, pretty timeless. The materials that we're using are premium. But yeah, that was, I would say, yes, the margins are better when you're operating in kind of that luxury price point. But it was more just I was kind of customer number one, and I was solving the challenges that I had, you know, most acutely.
What are kind of your inspirations of if you were going to make a, you know, vision board, so to speak, or a, I don't know the actual technical term in fashion, but kind of your board of ideas. What kind of populated that? What were kind of the brands and materials and looks that speak to you the most?
Yeah, so like I said, I'm an avid golfer. I like to travel a lot too. So, you know, this first capsule was kind of influenced by some of my travel. My wife and I spent 6 weeks running around Southeast Asia where it was 95 degrees and humid. And I lived in merino wool, believe it or not, because it's just kind of a great natural moisture wicking fiber. So I knew I wanted to have a merino wool t-shirt in the line. Golfing in the Scottish Highlands, you're going to throw a cashmere sweater on because, again, even if it rains, it kind of naturally wicks. So we put a cashmere sweater in the line. So it's influenced by, you know, kind of my life and my travels. And there's certainly a golf bend to it, but a lot of the stuff is appropriate for off the course too.
Are there folks that are coming to you thinking about things to pick pieces that aren't just golf related, but more toward maybe what they might wear in the office, or like you said, stuff that looks good untucked, maybe you're wearing it something, a casual club event or just kind of a casual social event outside of golf?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, again, when I conceived it, it was kind of like, what would I throw in my weekender if I was going on a trip? What are kind of the core essentials? So, you know, you've got some stuff that performs on the course, certainly, but also looks appropriate off the course. Another big thing is like with the polo shirts, they're great to wear at a backyard barbecue. You can wear them untucked and not, you know, feel like a slouch, which is not something that you've been able to, that, not something that shorter guys have historically been able to do by when they buy, you know, kind of the premium golf brands out there. Cause again, yeah, they're just so long.
Are there pieces that you maybe have a desire to create, or accessories even that you have a desire to create that maybe you've kind of had to have some restraint on so far just to get your initial capsule out there and kind of capture what you're talking about with kind of the core essential stuff?
Yeah, I think a big opportunity is outerwear, performance outerwear, particularly because, again, that's a category that shorter men struggle with. We put a vest in the launch capsule because I've never been able to wear a vest from a regular size company. They're just too long. They kind of billow at the waist. So we knew we wanted that in there. But I'm starting to hear from customers that say, I love your vest. I also need, you know, a water resistant popover or full zip or full sleeve. Something that they struggle with from the current offerings that are out there because body length and sleeve length are too long that it makes it a little bit more difficult to swing well.
Can you kind of expand a little bit more on what you're hearing from customers? I mean, clearly you're taking requests at this point. They're happy with what they've got. They want more. What else are they kind of getting into other than outerwear and what do they need to see next?
Surprisingly, shorts, which is a little bit interesting to me because, you know, certainly I buy shorts that are regular size and I wish that the rise wasn't so long, but I never thought that it was like such a huge problem. But I'm getting a lot of people that say, hey, we'd love to see you develop a short. So that's on the short list, no pun intended. But yeah, so I think generally there's just a great appreciation for the fit. And that's something that we spent a lot of time perfecting, multiple rounds with the fit model, multiple rounds of prototyping and a technical designer to just make sure that everything was buttoned up. And then also how we scaled from small to medium to large, that made sense for this audience. So yeah, a lot of positive feedback on fit. And it's really the fit plus the fabric is kind of the secret sauce, if you will.
Yeah. With shorts, I feel like at least in my end of the equation, It feels like too often the inseam is way too long and they're borderline at my knees. And I don't always, I mean, sometimes I want that. But a lot of the time, I really don't. And I have no problem having a couple of inches gap between my kneecap and the bottom of my shorts. Is inseam an issue? Does that come up with in this category? And then also just kind of something that I don't think I've ever really asked anybody about apparel is, what about things like pocket depth and length? Do those things kind of come into play here as well?
Yeah. So I'll geek out a little bit here in terms of like the trouser. If you look at a regular size trouser, they tend to have like about a 10.5 to 10.75 inch rise, which is kind of the from the waistband to the bottom of the crotch, if you will. So
yep.
Ours is about 8 inches. So okay. we've stripped out about 2.5 inches to 3 inches of fabric. And what that does is it allows it to fit much better in the seat. There's no like sagging. And it also fits better. Just the top part of the pant fits the way it's supposed to. And then it tapers where it's supposed to from there. And we do inseam starting at 26 inches, believe it or not. So we go from 26 to 29 and have a rise that's shorter so the pant fits where it's supposed to at the top. And yeah, to your comment, there are some modifications for the depth of the pockets and things like that so that everything is proportionate.
And what kind of fit are you looking for? More of a kind of a tailored fit, more of a kind of modern, somewhere in between tailored and slim fit? I mean, where do you prefer to land on trousers and I guess shorts as well once they get out there?
Yeah, so right now we have one fit. It's kind of a universal fit for our five. It's a five pocket construction, and it's what I would call kind of a slim straight. It's a good flattering fit on a lot of builds. If you're super athletic and have massive thighs, you might find that it's a little snug, but the vast majority of the people we're finding it fits well in a flattering fit that's not too snug.
As you're thinking about next capsule, and I'm assuming you're thinking into next fall already at this point, if not, I'm guessing at that point.
Yep.
Are there any lessons you've taken from the initial capsule that you want to make going into that next fall?
Yeah, I think, a lot of this first capsule is all natural fibers, Pima cotton, merino wool, cashmere. We do have a performance polo shirt, but even that has some cotton in it. I think, the market still wants tech. And so we have to, be aware of that. And so, coming down the line is some true tech pieces, polos and hoodies. So we'll address that consumer that really wants that real technical stuff, while continuing to stay true to our core consumer, which I think is probably a little bit older and probably appreciates the hand of cotton and cashmere and things like that. So yeah, so it'll be an evolution, and ideally we'll get to multiple fits in the trouser. We'll develop a chino instead of this five pocket construction that we have now. So it'll just be an evolution based on customer feedback, and I'm going to let our customers kind of tell us where to go next, because they've been great ambassadors, and they've been great in terms of, it's funny. Once you finally solve this fit problem for this guy, there's no shortage of information that they want to provide to you to get better. So that's been really cool.
This is maybe as much a question for you as what you know about your customer base. And that kind of leads to the material question we just talked about. Is there a differentiation desire of material for, say, a polo shirt versus a pant or a short versus a hoodie or a quarter zip type? The consumer wants something a little bit more natural, I guess the way to put it, in a pant, short, or outerwear versus a shirt where Maybe they're just trying to get sweat away from them on a hot day.
Yeah, I think it's funny because, you know, I look at myself and I prefer mostly, all natural fibers. Yeah. But I also recognize that if I'm going on a trip, I don't want to be pressing everything all the time. So, you know, so I wear some microfiber or synthetic shorts. I wear, you know, trousers that are synthetic, but I also, you know, like to wear cotton as well. So I think it's somewhat situational, and there's crossover. So it's not like you're either in the all natural camp or the synthetic camp. I think a lot of it depends on the weather. You know, if it's 90 degrees out and humid, I'm probably going to throw on, a tech shirt and probably even a tech short. So I just want to be able to cover all of those bases and just meet our customer where they are, whether that's on the golf course on a hot day or, you know, in the office and wearing something that's a little bit more polished.
All right. We'll get you out of here on a couple of questions, Nick. You obviously had a ton of experience in this world before you got into it, but is there one thing in particular that really surprised you or has surprised you that you didn't expect in creating Nicholas James?
I think I was somewhat naive to the digital marketing process and really just the quality of the creatives and things like that, and how important those are to driving customer acquisition. I was kind of thinking, gosh, you know, you create a great product, it solves a great need for a large segment of the population, and people are just going to turn up and start to buy this stuff. And you really have to do a lot of education, and you really have to help the customer understand, you know, why it's different and why it's better if you're a shorter guy. And the way you do that now is through, you know, kind of digital storytelling. And so I'd say that was the piece that I was most naive about and feel grateful that I now have a great, you know, demand agency that's helping me manage through all that stuff.
And the last question, feel like kind of being a digital native brand, being able to connect directly to a consumer. I feel like a lot of those brands talk about trying to build a sense of community among their customer base, however that works, parasocially, otherwise. Do you feel like that there is a community to be built around dudes who are 5'9 and shorter and want to look good, but what they've got out there in the market just isn't cutting it for them?
I do. And I got to see what that ultimately looks like. I mean, I think it would be a hoot to just, you know, start to do some golf trips or outings or something. You know, there's a lot of great communities out there in golf right now. And, you know, I think it'd be neat to create one for us shorter dudes to get together and commiserate and also have some fun and have some clothes that fit a little bit better.
Well, Nick Parker, thanks so much for being with us. Really, really appreciate it. Can you give everyone a sense of where they can follow you on social media and obviously website to shop?
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate the time, Ryan. So it's nicholasjames.shop is the website. And that's also our Instagram handle. And we're on X at NJGolfs, G-O-L-F-S.
All right, Nick, thanks again for being on. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Ryan.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Don't get boxed in by a whiteboarding app with limited functionality. Try Lucid, the visual collaboration platform that covers your team's entire spectrum of work. With Lucid, you can host virtual brainstorms and so much more.
diagram important processes, conduct cross-functional planning on an infinite visual canvas, power your workflows with data and intelligent automation, and bring your best ideas to life. Try Lucid for free at lucid.co/Spotify.